Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends in sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast, and welcome once again to the Pigpen, your place for all things great in team sports history. We're going to talk about some of the greatest events that's happened on July 23rd in this episode, and we have some awesome uniforms and players we're going to talk about. Uniform numbers are 4, 43, 41, 19, 27, 34, 9, 32, 5, 29, and 23. Quite a bit to get to. July 23rd, 1925 is where we'll start. And New York Yankees, Lou Gehrig, number 4, hit his first of 23 Grand Slam home runs. Yes, 23 Grand Slam home runs in his career. That is 92 of his 1,995 career RBIs. From just these 23 swings of the bat, or almost 5% of the runs he drove in, just from those 23 hits. Grand Slams, 4 RBIs each. July 23rd, 1944, Chicago Cubs, Bill Nicholson, wearing number 43 for the Cubbies, hit 4 home runs, tallying 7 RBIs in a doubleheader that day against the New York Giants. And we have a great article from the newspapers.com, the Sun Bulletin in Binghamton, New York, where Associated Press sports writer Joe Eichler is writing about Bill Nicholson on that day. July 23rd, 1955, New York Yankees, Bob Curve, number 41, and number 32, Elston Howard, are the first to hit consecutive pinch hit home runs. Now, consecutive right in a row. Remember that thought. They're the first ones to do it. Bob Curve, Elston Howard. July 23rd, 1956, Joe Cronin, who wore number 4 for much of his career, and Hank Greenberg, a longtime number 5, were both inducted into Baseball Hall of Fame in 1956 this day. Now, July 23rd, 1964, Kansas City Athletics, Bert Campanaris, number 19, smacked a home run on the first pitch he saw from Twins pitcher Jim Catt. And he adds a second home run later in that game, also off Catt of Minnesota, at the Minnesota ballpark that day in 1964. July 23rd, 1975, Los Angeles Dodgers number 27, Willie Crawford, and Lee Lacy, wearing number 34, become the 5th duo in baseball to hit consecutive pinch home runs in a Major League Baseball game. So we just alluded to it earlier, all the way back in 1955, 20 years earlier, Bob Curve and Elston Howard did it for the Yankees, and then the Dodgers, Willie Crawford, Lee Lacy, do it in 1975. They become the 5th duo. Three others in between there, but unfortunately they didn't do it on July 23rd like these two sets of fellas did. July 23rd, 1976, Baltimore Orioles slugger Reggie Jackson, wearing number 9 on his jersey that year, homered in a 6th straight game that he played in for the Orioles. He was a one-year Oriole, 1976. July 23rd, 1978, the Philadelphia Phillies ace Steve Carlton, number 32, became the 78th Major League pitcher to reach 200 baseball one games plateau in his career. I guess he's the 200th player too, or 78th player as well, because to have those pitches you had to be a pitcher, right? July 23rd, 1979, George Brett, who wore number 5 with the Kansas City Royals, reached his 1,000th Major League Baseball career hit. Great hitter in George Brett. July 23rd, 1984, Kansas City Royals relief pitcher number 29, Dan Quisenberry, achieved his 200th career save on the pitcher's mound. Pretty big number there. July 23rd, 1993, New York Yankee Mark Hutton, wearing number 53, became the first Australian to be a Major League Baseball starting pitcher. In his debut, Hutton took on the Angels, 5-2 was the score, and propelled a logjam at the top of the standings of the American League East as the Yankees, Red Sox, and Blue Jays were in a 3-way tie for first place that very day after the game. July 23rd, 1994, Don Mattingly, number 23, became the 6th New York Yankee to get to the 2,000-hit plateau. July 23rd, 1994, the longest baseball rain delay, 3 hours and 39 minutes. Boy, you had to be a dedicated fan to sit there in the stands in the rain for that. That was the San Francisco 49ers beat the New York Mets at home 4-2 that day. And those fans that stood there were, there's probably 10 hours at the ballpark, I'll bet you. July 23rd, 2021, baseball's Cleveland Indians announced the team will be renamed the Guardians after the Guardians of Traffic, eight large Art Deco statues on the Hope Memorial Bridge located near their playing field. So very interesting when the Indians became the Guardians just a year ago in 2021. That's our history for today. Great little sports break. Hope you enjoyed it. A lot of baseball coming at you with that and a lot of great, fantastic, legendary players. If you need more, go to sportshistorynetwork.com. You'll have 27 different podcasters just bellowing out the sports history, and you have hours upon hours of great listening, all fun for the family. And anybody is welcome to listen to that. It's very family friendly, though. And also go to Pixie and Dispatch for your football history. We're talking about that on a daily basis as well. Till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. Sorry, but my pitching coach just called timeout, and he's coming out to the mound. I think I'm going to get yanked for a reliever. We'll see you back tomorrow for some more great sports history on Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com. Not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.